Hey, I'm Sheena, former miserable corporate attorney turned full-time calligrapher and creative entrepreneur. I used to feel like I was living my life for other people, and now I am more true to myself than ever. And each week, I'm sharing a short but powerful lesson that I've learned on that journey. So if you're looking for a way to get more creativity and possibility into your life, you're so in the right place. Let's dive right in. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Sheena Show. So this episode is in direct response to a comment that I got from someone recently that asked, but can you even make money with calligraphy anymore? Isn't it kind of like old and dead and no one cares? I respond with an interview with one of my students, Janelle. So this is a special episode where I bring on someone and actually talk to them. It's super fun. We have a great conversation. But I wanted to bring Janelle on because she took my calligraphy courses using only a brush pen. And she, just last November 2023, used my Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course to help her launch her very first product with calligraphy out into the world. And you will never believe how much she made in just 1 month. With no business background, no email list, no website, just following the steps I laid out. Oh, and did I mention she used only a brush pen? So, okay, it's probably in the title already. So I'm going to tell you, she brought in over $1,000 in sales. So we're going to get into this interview with Janelle and really dive into her calligraphy journey. And it's so rich because it shows how business journeys and creative passions, that it all looks so different. It can look so different for you than it does from the person next to you, than it does from me. For Janelle, it was kind of a slow and winding journey, like, but really joyful and delicious. And she really kind of started it out in a way that just felt fun for her. And then she got stuck. For like 2 years, her business kind of just ground to a halt. And we're going to share and we're going to get into, you know, what helped her to get out of it. And we're also going to get into what exactly she did, what she sold, what she priced it at, how she sold it to make this much from her very first product launch. And I don't need to, maybe I do need to remind you that all of this, my calligraphy courses, including the Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course, they're all going on sale soon. January 19th, and we're celebrating that with a free newbie to pro calligrapher challenge. So if you haven't signed up for that challenge yet, please, please, please do. It's at crookedcalligraphy.com/challenge. We will link it in the show notes. But if you want to get a free taste of the teaching, both calligraphy skills and business that allowed Janelle to get this result, and you want a free preview of it, sign up for the challenge. We start really soon. It's going to be super fun. Free lessons, live sessions, daily prizes, all of it. So sign up for that now. And let's get into the interview with Janelle. Hello, everyone. I'm here with Janelle Ford.
Hello.
of Specially Inked. So I invited Janelle on to talk about her calligraphy journey and how her very first like official kind of product launch went for her as a kind of budding calligraphy business with like a little bit of, there's some years there. So I wanted to, you know, to invite Janelle to share her story just so you can kind of just see how it might go for you and what the possibilities are. Janelle took my Modern Calligraphy 201 course in like what, like February 2021, right? You said?
Okay. Yeah.
And then she just recently in, so what, November 2023?
Right.
Did her first product launch.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into all that and what it was and how it was blow out of the water, like unexpected. But let's kind of start with, okay, how did you get into calligraphy in the first place?
Okay. Well, I've always been told that I have really nice handwriting and I always thought like, okay, that's nice, but what can you really do with that? So I came across calligraphy and I was very intrigued by the thought of it. Uh-huh. And I finally took a brush lettering class back in 2018 and really loved it, but didn't necessarily do anything past that. always thought like, okay, like this was really cool. I can see it, but I never really took that next step to even like foster that creativity or that the peak of that interest.
So it's just a little bit like a blip when you're
Exactly.
like, that's just something I did one time.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So how did it come back around again in 2021?
Well, it actually started in 2020, the pandemic. So we're all home and there's really not much you can do outside. So I thought like, wow, like I did that brush lettering class a couple of years ago. Let me just pick it up again to see how it would go. And I would pick it up here and there, but there was never really any structure to it. And towards the end of the year, I found this self-paced course online and I started taking it, but I knew I needed accountability. So I actually started posting on my close friends on Instagram, just like, hey guys, I'm just gonna start posting this. I know you know nothing about this, but I just need accountability. So I would do drills and practice and then post them each day. And then the more I started doing it, the more I liked it. And I started doing words and I would send them, hey, ask them like, hey guys, send me songs that you like so I can write lyrics, just anything that I could practice. And in 2021, I'm like, okay, I've got the basics down, but I really need structure. And that's what brought me to 201.
Okay, I like this story. I'm pulling like a lot of little nuggets out of this story that like I love how you got creative and like just turned to your friends for accountability. That's what
Exactly.
that's what I'm always telling people. Like, even if you can't, you know, if it's not the right time for you to do like a full-on structured course, get scrappy, yo. Like, use
Right.
your personal networks. Just like if your friends are kind of cheering you on and you get that little hit each day of like, oh, what am I gonna post today? That I'm like practice.
Exactly.
That
And
makes
it
it
was
fun.
fun just to get them involved. And even when they started sending me songs to do lyrics to, it was just kind of fun to just put it out there. There was no pressure. It's just, hey, I want to do this. Can you guys help me out? And yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I'm glad I did it that way to just start building my confidence.
Okay, I was gonna say, now that we're in 2023 and you've had this amazing launch, which we're gonna get into. I'm like, you were marketing the whole time. You just didn't know it. You were like
Exactly.
just telling your friends in a very fun, spontaneous, like no strings attached way. Hey, I'm into this. I like it. Help me out, you know. And then of
Right.
course that made your friends aware of what you were doing. Okay. All right. So good lessons all around. So how was Modern Calligraphy 201? I want to point out, you guys, that Janelle is she does brush pens. She doesn't do pointed pen. Brush pens are her jam, and that hasn't stopped her. So tell me how 201 was.
I loved it. Like I said, I really needed the structure, and that's exactly what it gave me. You're getting live feedback, which was invaluable for me because I really needed someone to tell me, like, hey, I see you're going in the right direction, but if you just add this one thing, it could change. For instance, my like lead-in flourishes were a little short. So one of the instructors, I think it might have been Nicole, told me, like, hey, lengthen that a little bit. And I did it, and it completely changed the way that it looked. So I loved 201. It really just kind of helped me define my own style. I have this more like bouncy style. And you learn that it's okay. Not everyone's style is going to look the same. We all take the same class, but you look at all the students who post their work, and everyone's work looks completely different because we all have our own sort of style. So I loved it.
And I love also that lesson that like you might just be a little tweak away
Exactly.
from up like kind of reaching a new level. It's not that you have to reinvent everything. It's like, oh, let's look at these tiny little details right here. That's what's why it's
Exactly.
great, to get outside feedback. Okay, so then you took that in 2021. What have you been doing since then? Did you have any thoughts of like, I'm gonna make this a business or I'm gonna like do something with this?
Actually, I did. So 2021, I just got this burst of energy from 201. And the first thing I did was actually my friend got married the previous year. So I decided to write her wedding vows, did it, and it was such a great experience. I don't know if I'd ever do it again because it's so
Oh
much.
yeah.
But it just kind of ignited this spark in me, like, hey, like you actually are creative. But prior to this, I never would have considered myself a creative person
Oh, tell me more
because
about that.
I always associated creativity with people who can draw, like some type of art. But learning calligraphy, like it really just kind of opened up this world of, hey, like you actually are creative. You can design things. So I started doing custom commissions. I did that in 2021. I designed and sold my own greeting cards. All of that happened in 2021. I found this like bigger and was very excited. But when it came to really creating the business, that's where I got stuck. And it just felt very overwhelming. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Entrepreneurship is not something that was necessarily in my family growing up. So I didn't necessarily have a model, and I just felt extremely overwhelmed. So it just kind of shut me down creatively, and also just thinking that I could make this into a business.
Oh man, that is such a familiar story.
Yeah.
Where like when you start out, it's like there's so much possibility. I'm like, I could do anything. And then the
Exactly.
more you know, you're like, oh wait.
Right, like never mind, maybe I can.
Yeah, so there's actually a scientific term for that, the Dunning-Kruger curve. I don't know if you've seen that, where like
No.
when you first start out with something, you have like all this confidence, but you're not actually that great. You just don't know. Like you're just like, oh, I could do anything. And then the more you know, your confidence kind of goes down because you're looking around and you're saying, oh, maybe business is supposed to be this way, and that person over there is doing that, and like
Yes.
maybe I'm not charging enough, and your confidence goes down and down and down until you hit this low point. And a lot of people give up there because it just becomes like you have to have something to kind of get you through that.
Something to get you over that hump. Yeah, 'cause like you always say about the calligraphy bubble. And that's what I had put myself in. By the end of that year, I'm following all these great calligraphers. Everyone's work is so great. And then I get to the point where, okay, well, maybe this is for me too. But when I start trying to put it all together, it's just so overwhelming.
Okay, so what happened after that?
I did not do anything, and actually did not pick my brush pen up again until like 2023.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So I really like just stepped back from everything. And the thing that got me started again was just a baby shower. Believe it. I was going to a baby shower, and the envelope, I wanted to write the names of the parents to be. And I thought, let me just pick up my brush pen and do that. And that reignited my passion again, just that small thing. And it kind of led me to back to, oh, you are creative. And I just started finding ways to tie it in more and more and more. It was Teachers Appreciation Week at my daughter's school 1 week. So I wrote her teachers' names on the bags. Just, those small moments of creativity that really led me to then getting the calligraphy starter guide, and
The
then
business starter guide.
exactly, and then launching the ornaments.
Okay. All right. Those little moments of like daily calligraphy, that's kind of what gets me, because it works into your life.
Yes,
It's not
yeah.
like you're doing it completely separately. You're like, I was going to give these teachers gifts anyway. I might as well just like jazz it up a little bit and make it special.
Exactly.
Okay, very cool. So you picked up the calligraphy business starter guide course, and then you just you dove into that, the launch boot camp, right? For
I
people who
did.
don't, know, I like last month, we're recording this in December 2023. So I think it was in October 2023 where I
Get right
decided
there.
to add, yeah, where I decided to add on like a whole new, it's basically like a course within the course where it's this whole boot camp that's supposed to walk you through the exact steps that it takes to launch a product out into the world. And it's like everything from how to choose your product, how to photograph it, how to price it, where to actually put it up, and how to collect the money. So, Janelle, you just kind of, I saw you on the Q&A sessions. I'm like, you were just in that. Okay, so tell us how that experience was.
It was exactly what I needed, because prior to that, I knew I wanted to jump back in, but I didn't know how. And going through the boot camp just really helped me to just not worry about things being perfect. I am a person of structure and process. I want to know A to Z, Z to A. I need to know everything before I
Your
get started.
bookcase behind you is so organized. I just got
Yes,
to see
see,
your
yes.
environment.
I'm a very structured person. So for me, having the boot camp and you just telling us, like, hey, I'm going to take you through each day, which I really loved how it was broken down day by day. We're going to focus on your product, focus on your pricing, focus on your photos. Every day had something to it. But just being able to have that structure, but you also telling us it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to go out and create your business. Just get something done and put it out there and see what happens. And I am completely blown away by how it turned out for me, because just that one spark of, hey, just do it, see what happens, has shown me that, okay, like I can actually do this. This is something that I can actually get done.
So God, we're getting into the results now that I've been hinting at the whole time. So tell us first, like, what it is that you ended up selling, and if you don't mind sharing, like, what you priced it at.
So I actually sold ornaments. I would customize ornaments. And I had two pricing tiers. So there were certain ornaments where there was already a predetermined phrase. I guess you can consider it like the Ford family or the Jones family. I would do Baby's First Christmas or Home Sweet Home. Anything that I used actually for my product photos, any of those, because I'd already figured out how it fits on the ornament. Doesn't really take you as much to do that. So I priced those at $22. And then for $25, I would do a custom phrase up to four words. So you could choose anything that you wanted. And then I would do that. Priced it a little higher because I do have to kind of figure out how it goes on the ornament and kind of what I want to do. So I priced it there. And at this point, I actually launched on November 10th. And by the end of the month, I had over $1,000 in gross sales. I was completely blown away by how much support that I got. Like, people were just buying them, buying multiples, buying them as gifts for their own tree. And I had a lot of fun doing it as well, which was also really cool. Just, it didn't feel like much pressure because I was just putting this out to see what would happen and just launch something. Yeah, it went well above my expectations.
Damn. Over $1,000 in gross sales, y'all. And let me be clear, that's gross sales. So we still have to, factor out expenses, cost of materials, all that stuff. But that's pretty damn amazing. Okay. And now, as you're telling me your story, because, of course, I've been watching your results. We have a Facebook group for our students, and I've been checking in and, like, just seeing how people are doing. It's been really fun for me too. And I've been seeing your results and going, dang, man, that's really cool. But now I'm hearing your story and how, like, you've been sharing about this, about your brush calligraphy with your friends for years, and how, like, you did start out and do some stuff, and, like, you've clearly built up support from,
And people responded. And we always talk about how it's icky to market, and you're like, oh, I don't really want to do this. But I just put it out there and I followed the launch process that you gave us, like, hey, do a little teaser. And I actually rebranded before I launched my ornaments. So it was just kind of like this whole big thing. I started out in 2021 as Signed Janelle on Instagram, which was, just to kind of get something out there. But once I launched my ornaments, I kind of wanted this to feel like a business. Already kind of putting my mindset out there. And you've always told us to kind of think about what do you want your business to feel like? What feelings or emotions do you want it to evoke? So I thought about all of that through this boot camp. And yeah, I'm just so happy and very happy with how it turned out.
That's awesome. I gotta say, you're like, Janelle did such a good job with just making the prototypes, photographing them, the styling. It all gives off. And you say your style is quite bouncy and fun. But it's still the way you photographed it all. It was all, like, very polished, professional, but not so serious that it's, got to be taken, like, it, like, has that fun element to it. I think you did just, like, a fabulous job.
And I never knew how hard it'd be to take pictures of
Of
these
clear
acrylic
ornaments.
paintings. Yes, my reflections in them. Does this look right? So it took me forever to get pictures I wanted, but I'm really happy with how it turned out.
And it's, I gotta say, Janelle also made some very, she just did the launch boot camp really well. As in, like, okay, let's do a little imperfect, let's do it messy. I think you ha were going to take orders just kind of manually and message people. And then once, I did a little training on Etsy, and she's like, nope, that sounds better. I know there's fees, but this is just going to save my sanity and make it much easier to take orders. And she just made that decision.
And I'm so glad that I did it because in 2021, I was taking those orders manually and invoicing them through PayPal, which that process works. But I knew for the ornaments, I did not want any barriers to entry. I'm just trying to move anything out of my way that I can. And I knew that having to process orders separately and invoice them and get payments, that's just one extra thing I have to do.
Yeah.
So looking at Etsy, it takes so much off of your plate. There are fees, but the time that you get back really helps.
Yeah. And it helps your customer too. I mean, speaking of removing barriers to order, they just click, 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 type in whatever phrase they need and they can order it.
And once you ship it, they get notifications automatically. Yeah. It's just such a seamless process.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an important lesson as well for if you're going to ship out any kind of products. Well, very, very cool. I can't, like, do you have any thoughts for like what you want to do next, where you want this to go?
Actually, 2024, I'm looking to do events, trying to do place cards and envelope addressing, and then hopefully getting into wedding signage. I just kind of want to build as I go.
Yeah.
And I think I'm closer than ever to actually making this the side hustle that I want it to be because of the bootcamp.
Yeah.
Because I was able to just put my fear aside, put any excuses aside, really, and just try it. I think this is, it's pushing me even closer than I've been before.
That's amazing. So would you say the investment in 201 and the Biz Starter Guide were worth it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially for 201, just to help me find my style. And then for the bootcamp, just everything just kind of works together to help you to feel confident, to just go out there and launch something.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, I could just see you do really well in a wedding signage.
I am so excited
especially
to try that out and just have fun with it and just see what the possibilities are. And I think this go around, just not putting pressure on myself for it to be perfect. That's probably the top lesson that I got from the bootcamp. It's just, it doesn't have to be perfect. You can learn along the way. You can regroup.
Yeah.
Try something that doesn't work. Try something else. That's really the biggest lesson.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy how our brains work? Our brains are telling us like, it's got to be perfect or it's not going to work. And then because of that, we stop working on it. And it doesn't work. And it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's nuts. Is. They're just trying their best up there for a little like monkey brains. Well, that's amazing. I'm so excited for you. Janelle is at Specially Inked on Instagram. All one word.
Yes.
I'm not going to try it. Y'all can spell.
Start typing it.
Saying the spelling, I know. Saying the spelling over like verbally is just always such a nobody's following this. But anyway, Specially Inked, all one word on Instagram. Go check her out.
Yeah.
And I just want to like for everybody out there who's like Janelle again did all of this with brush pen calligraphy because that's what she jives with and that's what she wants to use. And you can totally use brush pen calligraphy for ornaments, for wedding signage, for like all kinds of things. So for any of you who like pointed pen or whatever the tool itself is standing in the way, it's just another form of perfectionism.
That's true. Yeah.
Go with what works for you. There's like so much possibility out there.
Right.
Cool. Thank you so much, Janelle, for sharing your story.
Thank you.
I'm very excited for you. Yeah.
I can't thank you enough for all the resources you put out, the time that you spend helping us. It just really helps so much.
Okay. That was so much fun. I love Janelle. I love how much she learned and grew throughout all this. Let me share some takeaways. Number one, so many people think that they're not creative. Janelle thought she wasn't creative. And she is. She absolutely is. I see this so, so much. Please, if you are out there listening and you think that you are not creative because you think creativity has to look a certain one particular way, like a crazy artist or painter or whatever, that is such bullshit. If you like just creating things, if you have ideas swirling around in your head, if you like using your hands to bring something into the world, you are creative. Takeaway number two. You do not have to have everything figured out and be all perfect to just start sharing the love of your craft. I hear so many people that are like, I'm just so scared to even start an Instagram account with my calligraphy. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It can just be something that you start and use as accountability, like Janelle did, you know, with getting her friends involved and asking them what she should write. It can be a really joyous experience. And if you do it, it's marketing and you don't even know it. You're building up to something amazing. So just start. Takeaway number three. Oh my gosh. The the perfectionism and that Dunning-Kruger Valley of Despair so, so real, that looking around and comparing yourself to everyone else and thinking, oh my God, I can never get there. It's so powerful to acknowledge that that's there. And often you just need something, some sort of a kick, something external, something motivating to pull you out of that valley and get you back into action again. And that's what Janelle did with the Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course. And then finally, takeaway number four, I just think it's so wild how people can astonish themselves and blow past their own expectations and really just grow into entirely new people just with a little bit of guidance. It's just, Janelle never thought that she would be able to do this. And all it took was her just going step by step and giving a little bit of trust in me that I had gone before her, that it was possible, and that, okay, here's what you do. And she was able to get so far. And now she has like a really different perception of herself as someone that can do this, as someone with so much more possibility ahead, as someone who can really build up a side hustle that she's always wanted in her life. Imagine, like, that's a different person than just, what, 2-3 months ago when she's embarked on this product launch. And that's so fabulous to me. So again, Janelle took my Modern Calligraphy 201 and Calligraphy Business Starter Guide courses. Those are going to be available and on sale so soon, January 19th, 2024. The best way to get all those courses is in my Pro Calligrapher Bundle, which is my Calligraphy Basics course, my Calligraphy Intermediate course, and the Business course, all bundled together for just such a great price compared to when you buy them separately. It's like the best deal. They're all going to be open for enrollment January 19th. And we are celebrating and leading into that with a free challenge, Newbie to Pro Calligrapher Challenge. It's my best free teaching I do all year. You're going to get so much valuable information. Honestly, people just take the learning from the challenge and they go off and start their calligraphy journeys and even start businesses. But it's really a way for you to get a taste of how I teach. And just the value that I can bring to this calligraphy thing if you really want to do it. So come join the challenge. That's at crookedcalligraphy.com/challenge to sign up. And then, you know, if you're interested and you feel like, oh my God, I get so much out of this and I'm so interested in Sheena's courses, those will be available too at the end of the challenge. So it's all coming up. I hope this interview with Janelle inspired you and gave you yet another picture of how much is possible and how you can get there in just a different way. And I hope that makes you feel like it's a little bit more doable. All right, I will see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, you're still here. That's awesome. That means that you like the show, right? Thank you for listening to the end. And I want to ask you a really quick favor. Could you take 2 seconds right now, literally right now, to just leave a rating on this podcast? And if you're feeling extra generous, write a 1-sentence review. It really helps more people like you to find this show. You are awesome. I'll see you next time.